Jeffrey Williams first flew on Space Shuttle Atlantis for 10 days in May of 2000. He says astronauts don't talk about it much, but it's implied space missions are risky.
They've never been routine for both the astronauts and for the families and for the whole agency, really. It's always been unfortunate in my mind that it generally becomes routine through the media and the general public, but it never, as you say, never has been.
He remembers his mother's reaction to his first launch.
She said she missed it. She was there in Florida, but she missed the launch, and I asked why, and she said, well, because my face, maybe it was my dad telling the story, my face was buried in my dad's chest. And she didn't want to watch.
Williams' next mission is to spend 6 months on board the International Space Station, so he and his colleagues believe in human-operated spacecraft.
There's something in the human heart that seeks to explore and discover beyond what we don't know. And to do that, ultimately, we have to send people. We can send probes and robotics missions, and we ought to do that. There's a place for that. That's a critical part of exploration, but ultimately we have to send people.
Williams says the priority since the February 1st explosion of Columbia has been to take care of the families of the 7 astronauts who were killed. He says he knew Wisconsin astronaut Laurel Clark well.
Oh, Laurel was a very caring person, devoted, of course, to the mission, a person devoted to the mission. She was also a very devoted wife and mother. Of course, we know the whole family.
Williams was raised in Winter near Hayward. His next mission was to be in about 2 years. That date will be pushed back until the Columbia investigation is finished. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.